Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. The Water Management Working Group has its third meeting set for tomorrow at the Kentucky Farm Bureau headquarters in Louisville. Committee Chair Steve Coleman says at its meeting last month, guest presenters from the State Division of Water's Drought Mitigation Section shared with the group some eye-opening projections.
It's hard to believe here in the winter here in Kentucky, we usually have a lot of moisture in the ground, but indications are already beginning to show, preliminarily anyway, that we have a slight drought, or low moisture content for our soils, and West Kentucky already beginning to develop. So it's kind of something you don't think about, but again, that's why this group was formed.
At its annual meeting in December, Farm Bureau President Mark Haney announced creation of the working group to develop recommendations for enhancing water resources for ag production. Less than 1% of the state's water is used for farming, but as we move forward, says Committee Chair Steve Coleman, having a roadmap for water usage is essential, especially where agriculture and communities share a water source.
There's areas of the Commonwealth where domestic water supplies are relied on by agriculture for livestock or even in some cases crops, specialty crops, and those water supply systems may be likewise threatened during low flows or drought conditions to be able to provide not only that domestic water supply but also agriculture. So we're looking into those areas as well.
The 20-member group has diverse representation from an official with the Kentucky League of Cities to the executive director of the Rural Water Association. We'll be right back.
Most people think water pollution is an industrial problem. But it's also a household problem. When you allow hazardous chemicals, paint, or even pet waste to wash down the storm drain, it goes directly into our water. That makes a huge mess today, and an even bigger mess for our kids to clean up tomorrow. It's time we all did our part to protect Kentucky's water. To find out how you can help, visit stormwater.ky.gov. Brought to you by the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet.
In recent meetings, the Water Management Working Group has discussed farm pond building and water well development assistance programs available through the state. The group recently discussed Public Law 566 watersheds, essentially for flood control, but a rich water resource. So, says Committee Chair Steve Coleman, data collection to assess inventory is a task in the group's early stages.
And I think the work group, a very knowledgeable group of folks that are working together, have suggested we still have other areas we need to explore about gathering information before we start really, I guess you'd say, rolling up your sleeves and maybe breaking out into some subcommittees and going into greater detail in some of these areas to make recommendations back to the appropriate folks.
Coleman says the group will post updates and resource materials online at kyfb.com/water. That's kyfb.com/water. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.